Roughly 1% of the population, or 70 million people worldwide, stutter. A passionate group of volunteers has come together to provide hope and to help stutterers in this province. Greg O'Grady is the chair of the newly formed Newfoundland and Labrador Stuttering Association. He joins me live in studio. Good morning, Greg. Nice to meet you.
Good morning, Patty. How are you this morning?
I'm very well, sir. Thank you for asking. Tell us about your own personal experience as a stutterer.
Patty, first of all, I would like to introduce myself as a person who stutters, and I've always had a very severe stuttering problem. And I'm going to start off, and this is an opportunity, first of all, to use my speech targets. And for example, that I've been very fortunate to receive speech therapy, which has helped me a great deal. So I'll be using my full breath, which is a lot of people who stutter have difficulty with managing their breathing. And stretch syllable, that helps to slow me down and stretch the syllables to help prevent me from blocking. And especially using RAP1, which is reduced articulatory pressure, and that's reducing the, these are, we work on with sounds, and the fricatives, that's the ear sounds, church, should. And especially the sound that I dislike, and you're part of it, is the patty. That's called a plosive sound, like p p. It's a hissing sound, hissing. Mm-hmm. So patty. So you know, I've been very blessed and very fortunate to have this therapy, and it helped me to control my stuttering difficulty. And so, to make a long story short, this is where I've decided with a group of volunteers, dedicated volunteers, to start the Newfoundland Labrador Stuttering Association. We were recently recognized and incorporated as a not-for-profit, and in February of last month. So our goal is to advocate and support people who stutter. Stuttering is not given a lot of attention. And in the stuttering world, we often refer to stuttering, we use the analogy of an iceberg, which is popular in Newfoundland. And I'm sure that your listeners will never think of an iceberg like this before. The tip of the iceberg is the actual physical component of stuttering. That's where you see the facial grimaces, the repetitions, the prolongations, and the blocks. But below the iceberg is where the emotional component is. That's the shame, the anxiety, the lack of confidence, self-esteem. So when you, if you have a friend that stutters, you can see the physical component of stuttering. Whereas below, you don't see what the stutterer goes through. And stuttering is, just imagine, Patty, if you, in your profession, you think of something to say and you say it. And if the phone rings, you get up and answer the phone. And just imagine your daughter or son coming home trying to communicate something, and the mother, father cannot understand what they're trying to say. And then your loved one going through bullying at school because of the words just don't come out. So you're in an interview, the words won't come out. And so as I was saying, that stuttering significantly compromises one's quality of life. And so Newfoundland Labrador Association, our mandate, as I was saying, is advocacy and support for people who stutter, and also to support the family and significant others. So we have a few things planned this year. And the first thing is on March the 21st at the Reed Community Center, we're hosting a community evening to introduce our plans for setting up a people who stutter support group and a people who stutter family support, and for significant others as well, support group. Because not only the people who stutter require support, but also their family, friends, and significant others. And so this is on March 21st at 7 o'clock at the Reed Center. And so people can email me. I've asked people to email me at gregog@rogers.com. So that's one of our initiatives. And we've also have planned our first People Who Stutter conference. It's called Finding Our Voice. And this is planned for November 2nd of this year at the Park Place Community Center. And on Friday, November the 1st, there's a speech language educational day as well. Because unfortunately, Patty, that as I was saying, I've been very blessed that I've had therapy. And there's very little, besides the awareness, there's very little funding available for treatment. It's great that for people to have some, like employee insurance to cover it, but a cost for therapy is expensive. And so one of our mandate is to fundraise as well. So we have a fundraiser coming up September 29th. It's called A Million Things I Need to Say, Walk and Run. And I started that in Toronto in 2012. And I took my therapy at the Speech and Stuttering Institute in Toronto. And to pay forward and to pay back, I started this walk and run in 2012 called A Million Things I Need to Say, because stutterers have a million things they need to say. So I think the public needs to understand, be aware, that they need to be educated, because a lot of people feel uncomfortable. So I started the walk and run in 2012, and since then it's become an annual event. Last year for the SSI, we raised $22,000. So when I retired from the city of Toronto as a senior manager and moved back home, I'm originally from Gander. I started this walk, and when I started to investigate the supports for stuttering in Newfoundland, there's very minimal. There's a lot of good speech pathologists, but unfortunately, the support, the financial.
Some of the issues that I'd love to get to. So what I'm going to say right away, Greg, is I'm really glad you made time for us this morning. And I don't know sure how to characterize whether or not it's brave or it's going to be inspiring for others who are out there. But let's do this again, because I have a lot of questions about the societal implications and how people like myself, I have a good friend who stutters, how I should think about it, you know, because do I want to talk, engage in conversation and then to see him struggle, or do I just alienate the man and just have him isolated? So there's so much yet that we'd like to discuss. So let's you and I arrange for another interview so we can talk about some of the societal issues surrounding stutterers. But for now, we're off to the newsroom. But it's great to meet you, Greg. For those of you out there who have your interest peaked this morning, you can reach Greg by email. It's GregOG@Rogers.com. Thanks very much, Greg.
Thank you, Patty.